Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Tomorrow Daf Tezayin, Tomorrow 16. In today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara discusses a statement which was made on Tesvav Amabez, which the Gemara elaborates on our Daf. And this is a powerful statement. It says, Rabbi Yehuda, that Shmuel taught, Shloshes Alafim Halachos, 3,000 Halachos Nishtachu B'mei Evelo Shel Moshe, were forgotten during the period of the mourning of Moses. Amrulo, so the Jewish people said to Joshua, Yoshua, Sha'al, go out and find the answers. Go find out these 3,000 halachos which we forgot, because we want to know what these halachos are. So the way Rashi, way Rabbeinu Gershom understands is asked through Ruach HaKodesh, asked through divine providence. However, others say no, that he had to ask by the Urim V'Tumim, because that's what the Griz Halevi says, because we don't find anywhere else other than Moshe Rabbeinu that a prophet was able to actually ask Hashem for halacha. Always the prophecy came to the prophet, and that's how perhaps if the prophecy came during that moment, that maybe he could have a greater understanding. But to go out and ask, that would have required the Urim V'Tumim, the oracle that was on the Choshen Mishpat. So the response was that Joshua said, no, I can't do it. Amar Lahem, Joshua said, after the Torah was given, it's impossible to go out and Paskin Hashayla and decide the matter of Jewish law by asking God, because that's actually not the way to do it, because Lo Bashamayim, he cites the verse from Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 12, that the Torah is not in heaven. And so therefore, since the Torah is not in heaven, it doesn't do us any good to ask a question from God, but rather the only way we could decide the question is on the basis of the majority opinion. As it states in Bava Basra, that once Moses died, we say Chacham Adav Minavi, that a scholar is greater than a prophet. And so therefore we see from here that Joshua said the Torah is not in heaven, that the way to decide these questions is not by trying to ask God, but rather by immersing ourselves in the study of Torah, and that's how we're going to be able to determine it based upon the majority approach. And indeed, the Gemara says that the same question arose in the time of Shmuel the prophet. As indeed, Amru lo Shmuel, they said to Samuel the prophet, Shaul, go ask Hashem the questions so we can determine what halacha is. And Shmuel responded, no, I cannot do that, because it states in Leviticus chapter 27, verse 34, Eila hamitzvos asher tziva Hashem es Moshe, that these are the commandments which God commanded Moses and to the Jewish people on Mount Sinai. These are the commandments and not anything else. Meaning to say, She'ena Navi Rishai L'chadesh Davar Me'ata, that a prophet is not able to determine a new law on the basis of a prophecy. And so therefore, Shmuel was saying, it doesn't do me any good. You can't determine the way we act on the basis of prophecy. Even if a prophet will tell us the halacha, that's not enough. The only way we can determine what the law is now is through the legal texts and not on the basis of a prophecy. So these are the greatest prophets since Moshe Rabbeinu, Shmuel Anavi, and Joshua were saying to the Jewish people that the answer could not come through them, through the prophets, but through the Talmudic discourse, but through the actual study of halacha. And the Gemara, the commentaries ask, but we know that there are cases where they did use a prophecy. So, for example, the Gemara Megillah tells us that the way we know that certain letters, the letters Mem, Nun, Tzadi, Pei, and Chaf, have a final letter. And there the Gemara tells us that it was taught through the prophets, that the prophets taught us those letters, that they have a final letter. But what about the fact that a Navi is not allowed to teach something new? So we say that the answer there is that the Gemara says is that those things were given at Sinai, but they forgot them, and the prophets came and reestablished them. And B'nai Yeshua says that even there, they didn't reestablish them through prophecy, but the prophets there reestablished them through proofs, through legal proofs, because otherwise we would have a contradiction with our text. And going back to our Gemara, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafla taught, Av Chata Shemesu Ba'al, the law about a sin offering whose owner died, that law was also Nishtachu B'mei Evelo Shel Moshe. That was also forgotten during the days of the mourning period of Moses. So Amru Pinchas, so the people went to Pinchas, and they said to Pinchas, Sha'al, go find out what the halacha is in this case. So Pinchas said, Lo Bashamayim, no, I can't do it. I can't go and ask God what the law is, because it's not in heaven. So Amru Lo Elazar Sha'al, so they said to Pinchas' father, Elazar the Kohen, go out and and find out what the answer is. He said, no, I can't do it. Eila mitzvos. He cites the pasuk that later on Shmuel HaNavi would cite, which is that a Navi is not allowed to discover something new. The whole idea that Pinchas is the one who says, Oba Shemayim, the answer is not in heaven, is actually ironic, because Pinchas is the one who does the extra legal act, that Pinchas is the one who does Kenan Pogrebo, and then an act of zealotry, he goes ahead and commits a vigilante act and stops the flagrant licentious act in the front of the temple, and there the heavenly voice comes down and says that you Heshivas Chimasim Miyal Bnei Yisrael Kanoas Kenesi Lachen Hininu Singlos Brishi Shalom, that God comes down and praises Pinchas for his extrajudicial act. That's in the Torah, but in the Talmud is saying, Pinchas says, Lo b'shamayim. Pinchas is saying, it's not in heaven. And so we see that the Talmud itself moves very far away from where the Torah seems to allow the prophet to make the law, and the prophet to decide that sometimes we have to suspend the law. But in the Talmud, the Talmud has Pinchas, the one who broke the law in the Torah, saying, no, we're not supposed to be breaking the law under any circumstances. Lo b'shamayim, the Torah is not in heaven, the Torah is up to us, and we are not supposed to break the law.